This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. There is a national effort underway to get more healthcare providers to see the value of and recommend palliative care treatment for patients with serious illnesses, and that includes children. Vermont Children's Hospital is among those embracing the campaign to introduce more palliative care options to children with chronic illnesses. And to tell us more about this national education and outreach campaign called Palliative Care, Conversations Matter, is Dr. Patricia Grady, director of the National Institute of Nursing Research, which is part of the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Grady, thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's good to be here today.
Now, first, how would you describe what palliative care is? Because I think for a lot of people, they're either unfamiliar with it or perhaps associate it more with end-of-life or what's known as hospice care.
Yes. Palliative care is different from hospice care. It essentially is a comprehensive treatment of the discomfort and symptoms and stress of serious illness. It is actually an important part of care for pediatric patients and an important component of support for their families. The purpose of palliative care is to improve quality of life for both patients and families. And this particular campaign is directed toward children who are not often thought of as recipients for palliative care. Most of the serious or life-threatening illnesses that affect children, such as a number of specific cancers, leukemia, some of the congenital disorders that children may have, cystic fibrosis, respiratory disorders, and even chronic asthma, which is recurrent, can be helped by palliative care.
Why do many healthcare providers hesitate to bring palliative care options to children with serious illnesses? At least they have in the recent past.
You're correct about that. There is often a hesitancy to bring it up because it sounds very serious. It's often linked with hospice, and it's not understood that those are not synonymous. And it introduces a level of seriousness to the conversation that might be interpreted as by parents to think that their child is more seriously ill than they are. In fact, if the child is seriously ill, introducing palliative care helps to help the parents in understanding what's happening and very often helps them to play a more active role in the recovery or improving the quality of life of their child.
What is Vermont Children's Hospital doing to bring this issue to light?
We're very pleased that Vermont Children's Hospital is using the materials and with their patients and families. And what we have is the campaign consists of a series of video vignettes that inform what is palliative care, inform the aspects of it, talk a little bit how it works and what the advantages are. It also includes a video vignette of a parent whose child was diagnosed with a serious life-threatening illness. And she tells her story, which is very helpful to many parents. There are additional materials available that includes questions for interview, includes opportunity to write down notes as the healthcare provider is talking with the family members to understand better some of the things that are happening. Those materials are what Vermont Children's Hospital is using to better improve patient care for families and children with serious and life-threatening illnesses.
Dr. Grady, you know, we've already mentioned that there is a confusion sometimes with palliative care. It gets confused with hospice care. And, you know, ironically, though, you know, Vermont does have a big elderly population. And I think a lot of people here have been well served by palliative care and end-of-life care. I wonder if that does put Vermont in a good position to understand the value of palliative care for pediatric patients as well.
Yes, it does. It puts Vermont in an excellent position because many of the principles underlying this are the same. It's just adapting to a younger population and also looking at family members in a somewhat different way because of that relationship with the child.
It's one of the most terrifying things to go through if your child is seriously ill. It's very difficult. I imagine a lot of these parents, the first thing they want is a cure. They want a solution. But I think the goal of this campaign, and correct me if I'm wrong, Conversations Matter, is to make sure that these parents, while palliative care cannot necessarily bring a cure, it can at least ease much of the suffering for both the parent and the child and to get them talking about it to see that it is an option. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. It actually can improve a very difficult situation, make it a little bit better.
Dr. Patricia Grady is the director of the National Institute of Nursing Research. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much.